All right, welcome back to the Finnsiders. A lot to talk about as we kind of push towards this dress rehearsal preseason game on Saturday against the Buccaneers. To discuss that, linebacker Philip Wheeler comes in studio. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. How settled in are you first year as a Miami Dolphin?
I feel pretty good so far. I feel like I have a little bit ways to go to figuring out everything about the defense and everything, but I feel good so far.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you first year in this defense?
Really playing behind this D-line. We have a really good D-line, and I'm trying to play behind them to where I don't have to make all the plays. You know, I got guys around me who can make plays too, so trying to just fit into the defense.
Philip, you're adjusting with a new linebacker next to you and Danelle Ellerby. Is there an adjustment period for that, and where are you guys at as far as that chemistry's at?
Yeah, it's I think we're getting along pretty good, and just trying to – we're both learning together, learning the defense together, and I feel like we're progressing each day.
Philip, when you look at Kevin Cole's defense, it's an attacking defense, and you guys say it wants to dictate the tempo to the offense. How do your physical strengths play into the defensive scheme that Kevin Cole wants to employ?
I feel like he puts us all in position to make plays based off our abilities. And I feel like not just me, not just the linebackers, the safeties, they're blitzing, they're making plays here and there, the D-line. He puts us all in position to make plays due to our strengths.
Talk to the coach a little bit about your defense, and I get the feeling in talking to him that there's a lot more to this defense that we're going to see once the regular season rolls around. The opportunities with Wake on one side, yeah, with you and Philip or Danelle inside being able to blitz and cover and do, it really gives the defensive coordinator a lot of different options all along that defensive front to really cause some problems for an offense.
Yeah, like you said, we don't want to show our cards right now, you know, all our cards in a preseason game. And we got a lot of stuff we can do, and we're learning a lot of different stuff together, and I think we're going to come out swinging.
You mentioned the defensive line earlier. I mean, a lot of people last year were talking about it being the strength of the team. This year, they're looking pretty good again, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's one of those symbiotic relationships, right? If they're playing well, it makes it easier for you guys. Definitely. If you guys are going good, it's better for them. I imagine everybody really happy so far with what they've seen out of one another.
Yeah, I think Danelle and I coming in from other teams, we come into this D-line, we're like, well, these guys can play, and I feel like they think we can play also, and I feel like we gel good together.
Philip, two more games before you could do this thing for real in regular season. What are you hoping to accomplish this weekend against Tampa Bay and then the final game against New Orleans next week?
Just to sharpen up our keys, our reads on different plays. A lot of teams run the same thing, so we're going to see some plays that we're going to probably see in the first game against Cleveland. So we want to just make sure everything's sharp and come out healthy.
You played three preseason games. You still got two more to go. You like that five preseason game plan?
They snuck one in on us. So we're in camp longer now.
Yeah,
so
it is a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little different, but it's all right. It's not too bad. I can't complain. I'm doing what I love.
I've been watching it, and I like your look. I like your look with the hair, but, I mean, what size helmet do you have to wear? I'm seriously, to put it over that head. I mean,
it isn't too big. It's not like a gel or anything in my hair, so it's not like it's going to mess up my hair. So I can mush
it. When I look a couple times, I said, man, you got to have a big helmet to get over that hair. There's a lot of hair there now.
It's not that big. It's not that big.
He and Ellerby with the similar hair.
That's right.
It can be, I'll just say this, it can be a little bit of a challenge from the press box trying to identify who's who.
Yeah,
it's 50-something with the long hair.
Yeah, I got to talk to whoever's watching down, whoever's counting the tackles and stuff. I had troubles with that in the past.
Make sure the stat man knows who's who.
Some old guy with glasses.
I wish you luck.
Sounds like you're talking about me. I don't keep the stats. Come on now.
Just the old guy, that's all.
Yeah. Philip Wheeler is here, one of the new linebackers, one of the new pieces on this defense. Can you tell, does it feel like it's a bunch of new guys on this defense, or are we kind of at the point already where everybody's starting to feel like they know where they're at?
I think we feel like we know where we're at, but we can always get better. And me, Darnell, and a couple other guys, we only been here for like 6 months, maybe 5 or 6 months. And I don't know if that's long enough time to learn the whole defense, you know, but I think we got a grasp of it.
Philip, what about the message from this coaching staff? This team, this community's been looking for a team that gets to the playoffs and competes at that highest level for a long time, and a lot of changes during the offseason, including you guys. Has the message been throughout training camp that we need to take it up to the next level and be that kind of team?
Yeah, the message was clear to me day one. As soon as I signed, I came in. I talked to Jeff Ireland and the other staff, other guys up there, and they was like, hey, we got to win. You know, that's what we're bringing you here for. And, hey, the message is clear around from the coaches and everything, and we're strictly business in the business of winning.
And do you feel that permeating the locker room, that's the attitude that you guys have in this building?
Definitely, we got to win, and we all want to be winners. And deep down inside, we're competitors, and that's what the message is.
Philip, you mentioned you've been here about 6 months. You've played 3 preseason games, all on the road. You're going to be in your home stadium, Sun Life Stadium, on Saturday night. How excited are you about playing at home in front of your fans for the first time in a Dolphin uniform?
I'm very excited. The uniform opening thing, and the fans were out there then. I was excited then. So each time I get to go to that stadium, and even the scrimmage, it was exciting. I think it's going to be even more exciting with the stands are filled.
Great turnout for both of those events, the draft night when they unveiled the uniforms and the scrimmage a few weeks back. It's amazing this team hasn't played a home game yet. As Keith said, that'll change on Saturday night. Talk to us about your defensive coordinator, Kevin Coyle. He's a favorite of ours around here, just kind of the energy and the passion that he brings to the thing. We like hearing him talk. What's he like, you know, kind of working with you, your first time with him?
I think he's trying to kind of figure out what he knows our strengths and everything, but he's putting everything together well, and he's just like he's teaching us. He's a good teacher.
And I heard Philip Wheeler was on the Style Network last night. Is that a fact?
Yes, that's a fact.
And what was that?
It was a Miami hot listing show about real estate and the Campins or company. They were the realtors selling houses, and I bought one of the houses that they had at a listing.
So you're a reality TV star now.
I guess you could say
something like that. A reality TV star who eats at Boat Camper Sports Bar and Grill.
Without a
celebrity.
Discount. Yeah.
You got a celebrity, Bo. Does he get the celebrity discount?
He will get a discount, yes.
The cameras follow him in, he'll be okay.
He's going to get the non-Keith Sims discount. He'll actually get a discount.
Appreciate it. Hey, Philip Wheeler, great to see you out on the field the last few weeks, and I look forward to a big season out of you. Thanks for coming in.
All right, thank you all for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good luck.